تصوف، the subject of tasawwuf is not a common path. If we see the path of tasawwuf, it is very essential, very important, very necessary. And there's no other path more important or essential than this. Our life, our breathing, our existence, our being in this world is only for one reason, for tasawwuf. In other words, what? Tasawwuf. What is the real proper word? Pleasure of Allah. So the meaning of tasawwuf is the path to attain the pleasure of Allah. This is our objective. All of the actions that we do, they are means to get to the pleasure of Allah. The maqsad is the pleasure of Allah. The pious elders have, for gaining success in this path for many years and centuries, and through time they have made the principles, or demonstrated to us the principles, to us, to make it easy for us to follow this path so that we can understand it and so we can have the importance of it in our lives. So in the pious elders who have done the work of the deen, just like our respected scholars of today, the Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullah alayh, he did great work on the analysis and propagation of the tasawwuf, the principles and the tariqah, the method, very easily he presented to us. That's why Hazrat Taqi Usmani damat barakatum, he said that he is the mujaddad of the research and analysis of the tasawwuf of his time. He presented the principles of the tasawwuf in a beautiful way to the salikin, to the travelers on this path. And this was his own statement and saying with regards to the tasawwuf, that in this path, and one of the paths to follow when you are practicing tasawwuf is the sheikh. Subhanallah. But alongside that, he mentioned a very valuable point, and he gave the answer to this point. He said that the sheikh, the teacher, the guide, in other words, to bay'ah with the sheikh. Why do we go to the sheikh to do bay'ah? He stated that it is not fard to do bay'ah with the sheikh. It's not fard that you do bay'ah with the sheikh. But islah of the nafs is fard, subhanallah. Rectification of the nafs is fard. It's not fard to go to the sheikh to get bay'ah, but islah of the nafs, it is fard, it is compulsory. So to do islah nafs, you cannot do this without the sheikh. So that's why to go to the sheikh is also fard. It is compulsory. So for example, you go to purchase some meat. So to purchase meat, you have to go to the butchers. It's necessary, isn't it? But it's not necessary to go to the butcher's shop. It's not compulsory. But to get meat, it will be essential to go there. You have to get meat from there. In the same way stated, it's not fard. But islah of the nafs is fard. And islah in nafs, rectification of the desires, is our objective. And without a sheikh, you cannot get it. You cannot attain it. So if we don't have a sheikh, then you cannot do islah of your nafs. Just like the example of the butchers. Not fard to go to the butchers, but to get meat, you have to go to the butchers. So it's stated that to attain benefit from the sheikh is essential. Istifada, to attain benefit, nafa, for a murid to do this in the company of his sheikh. So the main point is this: when an individual goes to his sheikh, then is he obtaining full benefit from the sheikh or not? That's the important factor to consider. What to consider? That to get to the point of Allah Ta'ala's pleasures. The two things I mentioned, we all murids, aren't we? I'm a murid and you are murids, we are all students. I am the murid of my sheikh and you are the murids of your sheikh. We are all murids. So these words are valuable to all of us. So two factors here that we have to pay attention to. Because the path is fard. It is lazim for a human being to follow this path. That's why this is our objective, the pleasure of Allah, and this is the route to the objective. So The Shaykh, the guide, he gives the definition of the path, and to take benefit from the Shaykh on this path, not everybody can attain benefit. Not everybody will attain benefit. There may be hundreds of thousands of murids, but many thousands will fail or will obtain less benefit. So for this, it is lazim to attain benefit. It's lazim that when the student goes to the Shaykh, then benefit will be received at that time to that student when he has two things in his possession. Two things. Do you understand what I'm saying? The student, when he has two elements in his possession, then he will get total benefit from the Shaykh. The first factor, the first element, is the niyyah, the intention for raza'i haqq, the intention to please Allah, subhanallah. There should be no other intention. That's it. Why am I going to the Shaykh? To please Allah. To attain Allah's pleasure. And this is such a great path, such a great route, that there's no path that can compare. So this is our niyyah, that we want to attain raza'i haqq. Impossible to get anywhere else. It's easy to get to the tops of mountains. It's easy to go across the oceans, but to attain Allah Ta'ala's rada is not easy at all. There's striving and effort required in this path. So that's why, first and foremost, what does a person need? What niyyah does he need to have? Raza'i haqq. That Allah Ta'ala has given us our bodies for this reason, our existence for this reason, so we can come to this world and attain Allah's rida. The rest, eating, drinking, sleeping, waking, wife, etc., for our tabiyyat, for our needs. Allah Ta'ala said that on the side you have to fulfill these needs. Just like you are hungry, you have eaten. When the stomach is full, do you need to eat after that? Tell me, do you need to eat again after that? Maybe somebody needs to keep on shoving food into the stomach or tie something to the stomach after you've eaten when you're full. That, oh, I can't eat any more food, let me tie something so that I can feel that I'm eating more. But when the food comes, first class, good food, you're eating. Yes? We run towards biryani, we leave in majalis, we leave the majalis, okay, let's go and eat food. And when the stomach is full, then a person doesn't even look towards the plate, pick up the plate. He has no need. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has kept us focused that when you have a need for something, the person runs after that to attain it. Soon as the enjoyment is attained, he goes cool, cools down. Look at the dunya that Allah Ta'ala has made. Huh? Allah Ta'ala has made this. Is this not the case? That all of the enjoyment of the world is like this. When it's fulfilled, attained, then a person cools down, forgets that you were so passionate, you were running after this item of the world. What's happened to you now? That, for example, you've become like the foam on the top of the ocean, the sea. Why? What's happened? Because that need has been fulfilled. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So my brothers, remember this point. The first factor is to have the niyyah. What is the niyyah? The rada'i haqq. Pleasure of Allah. And everything else is secondary. That this is our need, we fulfill the needs in the world. But the real maqsad, the person eats and then he goes towards his real objective, to attain the pleasure of Allah. You fulfill another need, you come back to what? Towards the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You have finished work or your business, you come back towards the rada'i haqq. Anything that you wanted to get enjoyment from, your desires, etc., you fulfilled it, then you come back to the focal center point. The pivotal point, and who are those people who don't believe in Allah? Then they're always running after the enjoyment of the dunya, always running after the luxuries of the world. And they haven't finished. They say, let's go out again. Food, we've eaten, now they sit down, etc., etc. They waste more time. But the people of Iman, their lifestyle is this, was their one pivotal point in life. Okay, let's go and do another action to please Allah. Okay, let's do this now to please Allah. Oh look, it's time for Salah, time for Salah, let's go. What's this path? To please Allah Ta'ala. There's a system. Yes, Dhuhr Salah is ended. In between, then you do all the work of the dunya. Then you say, oh, go, I have to attain Allah's pleasure. Quickly go again to Salah, to prayer. Every namaz, Salah, we have this niyyah. No other objective that Allah has given us this path. What will we get from this? Allah's rada. What is it? Allah's pleasure. Will we get chairmanship or worldly benefits or fighting in the masjid and quarrels? No. What will we get? The rada of Allah. So Allah has given us such a system that, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah has given us dhikr Allah. His remembrance. Say subhanallah. So Allah says, why do you need to leave? I've given you a heart, I've given you dhikr. Keep on doing my dhikr. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Your sleep is fulfilled. You wake up after sleeping. Let's remember Allah. You don't have to go to the masjid. There's no precondition. You don't have to go to anybody. What are you doing? Just remembering Allah. So here, let's make a solid intention that the salik, the true student of the shaykh, first factor is he has niyyah. Why are you doing dhikr? To please Allah. Why do you go to your shaykh? To please Allah. That why do you go to Taqwa Masjid? To please Allah. We're going to go, there's a dhikr majlis, a gathering, we're going to please Allah. And if you're told, let's go to Zakri Masjid, here, there, no, I'll go there some other time. Why are you going to this masjid? Because there's a gathering of that will we attain the radha'i haqq, the radha of Allah Ta'ala, and we'll go and sit there. So we are seeking one conclusion, that where can we get the radha of Allah, the pleasure of Allah? From which place or corner can we get this? We're going to go on the journey, the shaykh is far. Here's a beautiful point, a lover said that this is such a path, that even if I have to live many hundreds of thousands of times over, I will continue to go on the journey. Even if I have to give away my life, my home, my business, my money. Why? Because if I get attain Allah Ta'ala's radha, then the whole universe will become mine. Everything, all the luxuries will become mine. That if we attain Allah's pleasure, for which we are traveling, we are seeking, we are... Subhanallah, my Hazrat said a beautiful point, Ahmadullah. He said that, look, the point is this, that that when you look for the Mahbub, your beloved, keep on looking. If you find him, no worries. If you don't find him, no worries. We are going to keep on looking. I'm telling you about Hazrat, Subhanallah, that we have no other action. Just keep on seeking the Mahbub. Keep on looking for your beloved. Whether you find him or not, you have no complaints. Keep on looking. Keep on finding. Keep on seeking. Subhanallah. Don't give up. Don't complain. If not in this masjid, then go to another masjid. Go where? Let's go to Blackburn. Okay, to this town. Burnley, we'll go here, there. That's why I keep on making you travel. Are you all ready? Subhanallah. You all ready? Inshallah. The keep your bedding and everything ready. Where are we going? We're not going to Blackburn. We're not going to Burnley. We're not going to a masjid. Where are we going? We're going to find Allah. Hi. Subhanallah. Maybe from here we'll find Allah. Maybe here there will be dhikr, we'll find Allah. Maybe here our call, our recitation, I will accept. Maybe here something will say Allah will prefer. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Look what beautiful discussions we have in Masjid Taqwa. Isn't this the Khanqah? Let's make this the Khanqah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Automatically from within it comes out. The emotion, the discussion, small mashallah place, but Allah Ta'ala's fez, he says, pulling on Allah's fez, subhanAllah. So what now? What now? First point is let's revise our lesson, isn't it? Let's revise. Niyyah, we have to make solid intention, nothing else, isn't it? We don't have any other intention, I'll come here, I'll get this, I'll get that, nothing else, one intention. May Allah become pleased. When a person travels to please Allah, then there's no other journey greater than this. If you're leaving home to open your shop, you're leaving home for shopping, you're leaving home to earn money, to run your business, or to buy a house, you leave your home, or you're going far for another journey. No other journey is greater than this journey that you are leaving for the radha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is called, according to the hadith, that these people are mad in love with Allah. They are mad that you cannot get this path to Allah's radha, pleasure, when you don't have the sheer love. Oh, okay, let's have a beard. Oh, let's wear the imam. Oh, let's wear the dhoti. When a person falls in love, when he's crazy, mad in love, Allah says that you are mine. That's why you're doing all of these actions. If only you could say that Allah, you are ours as well. Every action, subhanAllah, these are my verses, you can say that, subhanAllah. Look at the couplets, that everything we can accept Allah, if only we hear that Allah Ta'ala says, Allah says, I am yours. And sometimes these words come out, subhanAllah. So brothers, from here we learn that it doesn't matter what happens, a person forgets everything when he has the sincere 100% intention that he's doing whatever he's doing for Allah's radha, pleasure. Second element that we need to have. So first is niyyah, and after niyyah, that if you want to attain benefit from the sheikh on this journey, from whom you will get benefit, you will get the manzil, the destination from that sheikh, then you need to have total 100% connection with that sheikh. Compatibility and connection. You understand? Munasbat, you are all educated like me. You haven't understood what I've said, have you? Okay. So put up your hands if you've understood. Put your hands. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay. So Munasbat, what does this mean? The taste. Do you understand? That your sheikh, first you have to have 100% intention for Allah's radha, and the taste should be compatible. When both taste, when both style, when both objective meets, then you start flying. Wow. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. SubhanAllah. He says that I like this before you even told me you like this. In the dunya, that no qawm attained the compatibility, no generation and between the teacher and the students then can be compared to the sahaba and Rasulullah. He said, I like the pumpkin. They said, no, just kaddu, but kaddu sharif, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. That they said, where is this? Where is this that we can eat this pizza? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam likes this. Their taste met. Why did they do amal on the sunnah? Why did they practice on the sunnah? Why were they ashiks on the sunnah? Why? For which reason? Because Allah Ta'ala said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was their sheikh, so they had compatibility. Their preferences overlapped. How can there be a murid that he is doing other actions, going to majalis that he feels like, his own mefils, and the sheikh states is something else, and he's on some other path? Then they say to others that we are ashiks of our sheikh, we are lovers of our sheikh. Imagine the amount of destruction for those people who are trying to deceive. When they wake up on the Day of Judgment, they will wake up as fraudsters, as munafiqs, as hypocrites. They will get punishments. That in the name of Allah you are deceiving people. You went in opposition, you did have no connection with your sheikh, no overlap with the sheikh, no compatibility with the sheikh. You had no desire to follow his guidance. You didn't have the niyyah that you wanted to please Allah, but you may have the same libas, the same appearance, and you deceive the people of the world that I'm this. Have you seen this? That what a pure and sincere path this is. And no one can dare to commit fraud on this path. No one can dare. Nobody. Because the person who does fraud in this world, he will wake up thereafter, he'll be exposed that he looted this person's money, he committed fraud with this person, he signed and took this person's money. Thousands of games and tricks and frauds take place, and Allah will conduct a hisab account for this in thereafter. Allah Ta'ala says that those people who deceived and oppressed, then they will have chains around their necks, they will be buried with the weight of those chains. But who tries to do fraud with Allah in this world, then what will be the heart of that person? He will wake up as the azim, the greatest fraudster in the hereafter, who tries to deceive his Rabb. This is the pure path of the soul. So should we not be pure, my brothers, my friends? Are we khalis? Put your hands up if you're pure and sincere. Put your hands up. That's for the sake of Allah, you should be khalis. Otherwise run away. Why do you lie? Be gone with you. Why do you commit fraud and deceive and try to trick? Now, Zubil Allah, make your niyyah correct, that I'm doing this for the sake of Allah's pleasure. And number two, that a math person then makes effort, and every difficulty will persevere. The honest salik, traveler on the path to Allah's pleasure, if his sheikh 10,000 miles away calls that come here, he should run to the service of the teacher. Run. He cannot stop. Never will he stop. Why? Because it's not the call of the sheikh. This is the path of Raza-i Haq to the Raza-i Haq. We are traveling on this journey. How can we stop, Janab? We cannot stop now. In no way of whom we cannot stop or cease. No, we cannot freeze. If a person stops to think, how can I do this now? It's too hard for me. Hazrat done this. Hazrat Sahib said this. No. Where? He says, stop, stop. Where there's the order, there's the order. So, if a person is not compatible in his taste, in his preferences, in his actions with the sheikh, then he cannot succeed. This was the style of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum. Now we understand how much compatibility and preference the Sahaba Ikram had about the lifestyle of Rasulullah SAW. They were ashiks, lovers. And so every murid, student, and not necessary that the sheikh, you have make you make the connection with the sheikh, then you look for compatibility. That's why I stated that when you take a sheikh as your guide, then look, is he according to your taste and your preferences, and you want to host your own gatherings and follow your own style, and the sheikh's gatherings are different and they don't overlap each other, leave the back door with silence, or make sacrifice and sit down. Yes, and give up your desires and follow the guidance of the sheikh. What I was thinking and doing was rubbish, nonsense. This is where I will attain Allah's nearness. That we have nothing against anybody. That this is where Allah Ta'ala has brought me. So I'm not going to go back to my old ways. This is the path. Amana wa saddaqna. I hear, I accept, I believe. Forget your old ways and methods. Here has come the new path. The path from Allah Ta'ala. Why look back? Why do a U-turn? No, this is the new way with sidq, with sincerity and honesty. Follow the path and the guidance and you'll get to Allah. So this is the preparation for maut, my friends, my brothers. That's why Allah has given us dunya, this life. Allah has given us this great guidance. I will ask you and thereafter that what have you brought for me? What have you brought to me? That whatever happens in the world, all the palaces and mansions of the world may be presented to you. But no, Allah says, give me what I asked you for. I will look for that in your deeds. I mean, this many shops, Allah, this many houses, this much money. That thousands of dunya you can bring in front of me, Allah Ta'ala says. I have no need for this. I have no need for this. That if, for example, in the world, do you understand? That if you were living with torn and downtrodden clothes and ragged clothes, Allah says, I have no worry about that. If you presented to me what I wanted when you came back from the world, for which reason I sent you to the world, then subhanallah, you will be given the highest level and abode in paradise. The highest. The kings and the ministers all stayed behind who had palaces. Why? Because they did not seek the right end for which we were sent to the world. And what is that? Radai haq, radai ilahi, the pleasure of Allah. Allah says, follow that path. Come to my nearness. Every deed assess, do I get Allah's radha from this action? And make this the fountain of your life. That is fard for a human being to go to the Shaykh of Wali Allah to attain Islam, because Islam nafs. Islam nafs is fard. So two factors. When you have a Shaykh, two points we need to have in mind and in our hands. Niya, intention, I'm going to my Shaykh for this reason. Where are you going? Oh, you madman. He says, you might be mad. I'm right. I know I'm going to a Shaykh, to my teacher. That's why people say that, oh, it's changed, everything's changed. Why, you've changed now after going to Shaykh? Because I will accept what he's told me, because I want Allah's nearness. And he's guiding me to the end. That I am burning the bridges. And I'm going on to the right path on the other side, because I'm mad in love with Allah. And I don't know whatever I did before, but I'm traveling for Allah Ta'ala's nearness. One Majnu, the madman, he was in love with Layla. He had no knowledge of what he was doing. He'd sit in the desert and he'd write on the sand, Layla, Layla, Layla. He was mad in love that he used to write Layla, Layla on the sand. And the ashiks of Allah, the ashiks, the lovers of Allah, write Allah's name on their hearts. They write the name of Allah on their hearts. He used to write on the sand, Majnu. But can he compare with our ishq, our love with Allah? Impossible. Impossible. My brothers, nisbat, connection should be strong with the Shaykh. After that, that if there's no compatibility, then force it to match. Push yourself, you get more thawab. Another example, do dua to Allah. The Allah, I like the Shaykh, I love the Shaykh, but I can't see the compatibility at the moment. The preferences are not matching. Allah, make my preferences and my lifestyle match with him. Why? Because when the taste overlaps, when the lifestyles overlap, when the preferences overlap, when the colors merge, then they become one color, one objector. When the color mixes with the other color, then it makes one end color, not two separate distinct colors. So when your taste and lifestyle and preferences match with the Shaykh's, then your lifestyle becomes one. Sibghat Allah, the color of Allah is what results. Because the color of the Shaykh, it overwhelms the murid, the student. And all the previous colors are eliminated and one color overwhelms the student. But if you don't have the taste and preference and the lifestyle overlap, then how will you benefit? So my brothers, nisbat for connection. To make our nisbat connection with the teacher strong, we should judge it, analyze it. We're sitting, we're saying, mashallah, my compatibility with my Shaykh is strong. My preferences are akin to his. My likings are akin to his. But shaitan, he tries to trick us. He speaks to us. What's that? There are big signs to prove. Because for example, I say everything of my matches with Hazrat, my taste, and nothing inside or in our life, in our physical life matches. But there's a big sign for this, to prove this. That we will realize that, have I got compatibility with my Shaykh? Is my lifestyle similar to my Shaykh? That it doesn't matter. Whatever we dislike, do you understand? Something that is not acceptable to you, something that's unacceptable. Unacceptable. That anything that's not acceptable to you, which is unacceptable to you, which doesn't match with you, which is a burden on your habits, on your life, which you dislike, which you don't want. So you take the worst of things. If the Shaykh says, if he's angry, scolding, or telling off, or telling the student off, etc. All of those things, the student will embrace as if nothing's happened, nothing at all. I accept no complaining, crying, etc. He has no negative feeling that he scolded me or told me off, nothing at all. The student doesn't feel like that. Because this is the path to Allah. And in the path through Allah, the students, they are not aware of the negatives that come, or the feedback that comes rather. The feedback, because they take the feedback as positive. Yes? That, for example, if a person is unconscious in operation, he doesn't feel any pain. So the sadiq, true, honest student in the path through Allah, he's unconscious. He doesn't know if he's being told off or scolded. He said, no, I'm madly in love with Allah. Through the connection of my Shaykh, I'm traveling to Allah. Allahu Akbar, when you're remembering Allah, you're so immersed in the love of Allah. This is a great couplet, and this in the Laknavi standard or style. What did I say? Subhanallah. Yes, that when you remember Allah, then the person forgets his own objectives and needs. He's just traveling on the path to Allah, crazy in love with Allah. That person gives his all and his life and his efforts. The morning the zikr going, evening the zikr going, and following the Shaykh, just like a dog runs after his owner. That we are worse than the dogs. The Shaykh might be telling you off or giving you feedback, etc. Accept it, embrace it. So this is the asal, genuine path. And the person who doesn't have the link with the Shaykh, then after a while his ears go red. When the Shaykh tells him off, then the ears go red, face goes red. He starts to dislike, take it badly. Hazrat Sahib, I don't know why he said this to me. I don't know why. Inside his heart starts to burn, and he doesn't receive the feedback, the waves from the Shaykh. He dislikes what the Shaykh's saying, and it doesn't match with his preference. Then in a weird way he responds. He starts criticizing the Shaykh. I didn't say this. I don't know. I didn't know this. I didn't mean to say this. Why did you say this? Why are you unhappy with me? I didn't decide this. Okay, forgive me. But the Ashik, what does he do? Subhanallah. What excuse will he present? Amana Sadaqna, whatever the Shaykh said, he's honest. He's right. He's correct. I'm wrong. This was the life of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. And subhanallah, we spent our life in the company of Hazrat Sahib, so we realize this principle and these factors. And when they say it from their mouths, wow, I love picking up the Shaykh's slippers, and it's like I'm eating something sweet, I feel so much sweetness. But this is the liar who speaks that, because he cannot prove from his words. He doesn't know that he's being scolded or told off, he doesn't feel it. So what will he tell people? But those who explain the Shaykh, he tells me, if I enjoy it, it's like I'm eating melted butter. And when, for example, the more I get the beats and the more I get told off, I more enjoy this. This is nonsense, a lie. Because this is the taste of ma'rifah, and the taste of ma'rifah, the nearness to Allah, a person cannot express this in his words. There are no words to express the taste of ma'rifah. There are no words. You cannot say this. These people who say this try to show off that we are ashiks and lovers of the Shaykh. They're speaking nonsense. Rather, they're angry inside. Asal, genuinely they're angry inside. Why has my Shaykh told me off? Why has he criticized me? Why has he said to me bad? Why has he expelled me or turfed me out of the gathering? Why has he stopped me from this action? Straight away the temperature goes high, they boil with rage. Assess this yourself. But the Shaykh has no link with this. No relationship. There's so many people are sitting, I'm speaking. Why should I look around people's faces? People have feelings in their hearts. Look at your own feelings. That is my compatibility there, my preferences matching with the Shaykh. So two decisions. Either get up and go, don't waste your time or your Shaykh's time, that I'm not compatible, I'll leave for the better. Or you annihilate your own desires and you crush your desires and you match yourself with your Shaykh. And shaitan, don't pester me, I'm not going to leave the company of my Shaykh. But if you keep on sitting in the same way, and you take what the Shaykh's saying negatively, your ears are getting red, you don't like what he's saying, and outside you start saying, rrr, 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 you criticize, backbiting, ghibat of the Shaykh starts in another way. Yes, that with adab, with respect, you start to backbite, so that it doesn't even look bad to anybody else. Many with people do adab, ghibat, but no. Hazrat Sahib, he says good things. You know, he just said this. I don't think this was really right. I felt this a bit. It makes me feel like he's saying this. That person is falling into the ditch of Jahannam. Who told you to speak like this? Tell me. Who told you this point that you're trying to make? Yes? Ajeeb words we hear afterwards. Ajeeb feedback. And we have hope that, and those people, they give negative feedback after, and they have a desire the Shaykh should apologize to them. Allahu Akbar. They become upset with the Shaykh. Unhappy with the Shaykh. Ajeeb qom. They have desire. They want to get close to Allah. But they come upset with the Shaykh. So Allah has cleared through the principles. The pious elders, the pious predecessors have told us the principles of tasawwuf. Why are you deceiving yourself? Look inside, that you should have so much encouragement when you get the feedback from the teacher. Doesn't matter what your Shaykh says to you, what you feel and how you feel, but the greatness of your teacher should be so high in your minds and hearts, because this path is so great itself, that there's no greater guide than this on any path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There cannot be no greater guide than this. Yes, that he takes your finger, the Shaykh, and guides you to the court of Allah. He guides you to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much greatness, so much great regard and awe of the Shaykh should be in your heart. Look, Hazrat Mujaddad Aftani, Hazrat Baqi Billah, Ramdulay, that he was in his home and he said to his murid, go and call Mujaddad, Ahmad Shaykh Faruqi, go and call him and say that I'm calling him. So when before the call came, he was sleeping and the announcement, the call had reached to his ear, say Subhanallah. That do you have yaqeen in what I'm saying? We don't. That on the phone you have yaqeen, this is bidah, this is shirk that you're doing, shirk. Huh? People say this, isn't it? That he was sleeping and the Shaykh had just said that, cool Baqi, Mujaddad Thani. And before the words had reached him, before the messenger came, Mujaddad shook. He jumped up and he had a high maqam. Wali Allah himself, Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Aftani, that he didn't even have imam on his head, he didn't wear his kurta, whatever condition he was in at that time, barefoot, afternoon heat, he ran towards his Shaykh, ran. Subhanallah. They said, where are you running? The Hazrat has called you. He said, the messenger hadn't even reached to his house. He hadn't even reached to his house to give the message. And when Hazrat saw him, my murid, he said, what have you done? That you could have heard sabr, patience, listen to the message, come with ease. He said that you called me, and how could I hesitate and delay? Allah. Allah. That how he was severe and strong on the path of Allah. It was their ruh was desperate. That maybe this person who's calling me, most definitely it's the call of Allah that's calling me to him. That he's calling me, look at the path of Allah. We say, the awliya Allah, the walis of Allah, we bang the drums and sunangiye, going to the mazar, etc. In these things, what link does this have with the teacher? Nothing at all. Making gatherings, somebody sits down, naat khani, nasheed, noise, clamor, women, etc. Everything, this benefit. This is just words. Empty words. And these points I'm telling you, do you see the difference between the reality and fake information? There's nothing to argue here. This is not sects. We are not making sects. This is the genuine right path that we are spoiling due to our stomach that spoils us, our stomach. There's such gatherings. A person never goes to a gathering without taking payment. He takes payment first in advance. Eat the money. A person who takes money and he shows you the path to Allah, will he show you the path to Allah? Will he? Ask you the question. So this is the desperateness in every human being. A person is always prepared for the path to Allah. Sheikh's called. And he didn't know what was the objective, why he called. Every action of my sheikh, says the student, whether he says go to the shop, go and buy this. But every action of the sheikh for the murid, it will be for Allah Ta'ala's rada, Allah's pleasure. Allah will say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yeah? And I've accepted. Hazrat Sahib, he sent me to do his personal duty. He said to do this. This can't be the path to Allah's rada. Only dhikr can be the sheikh's breath. Even that takes you to the rada of Allah. Hi, hi. If in his hand there's so much current that if your hand comes into my hand, O Shaykh, then the direction of life changes. SubhanAllah, great mashayikhs, I'm giving you the example of theirs that I'm speaking from, the analysis of their lives. That when the hand of the Shaykh comes into the hand of the student, the current transfers. Fazal al-Qurayshi Ramadan, what he used to say, SubhanAllah. He stated that it's famous in my life, that I'm famous in the world, that my murids of this silsila, of this order, the matter of jazba, their passion, no other murids of any other order or chain of teachers has this, and this is truth. So much jazba, Hazrat Fazal al-Qurayshi, I'll tell you a student, an event, you're ready, aren't you? You're not tired, are you? So much jazb and passion and energy, Hazrat Fazal al-Qurayshi, and you are in the same jamaat groups. So if our rizq was halal and lawful, then you would be also passionate. But our rizq is not halal, we do wrong, we say wrong, we look left and right, our eyesight, our vision, we say wrong from our tongues. All of this affects the iman. What a great point Hazrat Mulana Rum rahmatullahi stated. Allahu Akbar, close your eyes, close your mouth, close your eyes, and wallah, he said that if I don't show you our Rabb, then complain to me. Allahu Akbar. But we just say, oh, this, he said in Farsi, close your eyes and your mouth and cease your tongue, and if I don't introduce you to Allah, then complain. So this is the path to Allah. That's why we don't get this feeling, because our eyes do wrong, our mouth say wrong, and our hearts think wrong and dirty. After a while, we're going to do a dirty action again. We try, but then we stumble again. There's so much leakage that the noor, it leaks out. Otherwise, the jazb of Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, our grandfather Sheikh, whose jamaat you are connected to, me, you, all of us, that his jazb was so strong, his passion, energy, that once Hazrat Abdul Malik, rahmatullahi, who was also a colleague of Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, and he was from the, he was a colleague of Hazrat Sahib's, my Sheikh, and he was a murid of Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi. He said that I was present in the Khankah, Hazrat's Khankah, and it was night time. And I was lying down, and I saw that I heard some noise from outside. I told you, didn't it? The current arrives to the murid. When the sheikh does an action, doesn't matter how deep sleep the student, but he starts to receive the affairs of the sheikh. He's my eyes open. Such hisab that even the sheikh's car is punctured, the student knows, and he goes in the car and arrives the first. This is the modern generation I'm speaking about today. This is now, before the horses and horse carts, and today the sheikhs and the marines have this link connection, alhamdulillah. This is the reaction to the cause. That what is the demand of the sheikh? What do we need to do? And I talk about the real murid, and that I'm not talking about us. We are thieves, I'm a thief, and you're thieves, we're all thieves, and this is like a thief den. But the real situation I'm talking about, the pious sheikhs, the pious elders, what happened? That the murid, the student said in the night, I suddenly woke up, and slowly, I didn't want to let anyone know that I could hear something, a call, and I saw the Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh, that he was straightening all the shoes of all of us fakirs, our students. Allah, so when I saw this, then I came into jazb. I became into passion, Allah, and all the murids who had come, they all, whether they saw or not, all of the khanka, subhanallah, could see that there was passion there, hujum in the jungle, there was hujum and passion. And Hazrat, what did he say without any secondary thought? He said in his dialect that you can cry, shriek out, say what you want, but I am going to straighten the shoes of the guests of Allah. Allahu Akbar. He didn't listen to him. He said, you can cry, shriek out, say what you want. I don't care about what you're saying. Doesn't matter if I'm your teacher, but I'm going to straighten the shoes of the guests here. What a great generation. Why? Why did he do this? Because he said nisbat, his nisbat connection was very strong. As a Fazal al-Quraysh, that after many generations, a sheikh like this coming to the world, the whole Indian subcontinent, there were many sheikhs, many Naqshbandi sheikhs in Hindustan, but the prominent sheikh, the famous sheikh, the great, great teachings that came from Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh, and after Hazrat Mujaddad al-Thani, you can see no other sheikh until the time of Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh, rahmatullahi, who taught such a great deen and the effect of his life from the Naqshbandi teachers. And he stated, subhanallah, that my hal, my condition was that when I would go to my sheikh, Hazrat Usman Damani, rahmatullahi, and after that Hazrat Sirajuddin, rahmatullahi, was his sheikh, he said that for the rest of my life, I couldn't see into the face of my sheikh after that due to adab manners. I never looked into the face or glared into the eyes of my sheikh. And he said, I used to keep on looking at the shoes of my sheikh. And I used to sit there, and after going through so many miles of a journey, I'd sit in the back of the majlis of my sheikh. I could not dare to go to the front, and I couldn't ask or questions or seek answers. And today we have texts. We text, oh, give us this answer. Tell us this. Is this happening? Are you doing this? Etc. Look, imagine nowadays in the modern society. And he said that we could not even dare. I remember this myself, that I was not capable, etc. It's not the case. I remember myself, then in my life, I would have spoken to Rasul Sahab just a few words in my whole life. I never asked questions or sought answers from my sheikh. Never did I have a discussion. No way. Impossible, because there was no need. The guidance came, alhamdulillah, and the practice resulted. The message would come, and the practice would result. I never had a need to ask, put questions, Muslim masail, shall I do this, if I can do this, why can I not do this, can we do this? Nothing at all. Until today, if it was communicated, never said, Hazrat, what have you given, what not to do? When he gave, at so much yaqeen, munasabat, compatibility, that dhikr will bring the results. Impossible, Hazrat would ask again, that's it. There was no second opportunity to ask questions. Many times I didn't understand at that time many items or factors. I'm telling you openly, Hazrat would speak openly, and he wouldn't just give a swallow. They said, that's it, this, do this. And I never saw details, alhamdulillah, because I had enough yaqeen, certainty, that the doors of my heart will open up. I have no need to keep on questioning. Hazrat Sahib said it, that's it. That's it. No questioning and doubting, etc. No. These are the words of the khankas. So he said, I'd never seen the face of my sheikh, Hazrat Usman Damani. I never saw him. I never looked up and glared at him. I went, and the whole fares and blessings I was attaining, alhamdulillah. What a beautiful point he said. He stated that when the nisbat is strong, the murid with the sheikh, when the connection is strong, when the connection is strong, when the munasabat is strong, stated, then the sheikh's tawajjuh focus, it descends like electricity onto the student. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. One sitting, one meeting with the sheikh is enough. And I see this in many people, alhamdulillah. One meeting is enough. Anyway, the objective, there's so much we can say and discuss, but this is our habit, we don't say anything. So I conclude my discussion and I summarize, alhamdulillah, this path is a fantastic path. It's a great path. We need determination for this path. We need courage for this path. We need to be steadfast and regular, istiqamat, and we need to have courage and determination and strive and effort. That's it. Allah's given us this path, and make a solid promise, alhamdulillah. We want Allah, we want Allah, we want Allah, we're going to find Allah. That's it. In no way will we give up, and keep these principles in front of you. Two things, two lessons today. Lesson number one, niyyah, intention. Number two is what? Munasabat, compatibility, connection with your sheikh. If your connection is weak, then what's the formula to strengthen it? That look inside yourself. That what am I feeling? Emotions? Am I taking negative? What Hazrat saying? Or am I taking it well? Do I dislike it? Am I backbiting? Am I complaining? No, it shouldn't be like this. It should be this, this and that. Never. Whenever the words of the sheikh, when you speak about your sheikh, the love of the sheikh should come out. Subhanallah, I've seen such students that when they have love with their sheikh, always every word, before they utter a word, then two tears would fall from their eyes. Subhan, this was the amount of love they had. Why it should? Because this is the nisbat, like the Sahaba Ikram and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same connection. Look at the hal of the Sahaba Ikram when they would speak. Look at the emotions. First they say that may my life, my mother, my father, my parents be given to you, assigned to you, O Rasulullah. Then they would speak. Then they would ask. This was their connection. What was the reason? Because Rasulullah also came to this world to introduce the Sahaba to Allah, to take them to the journey to Allah. And the first group of believers who came into the company were the Sahaba Kram with Rasulullah. Then after that, the Awliyaullah came, the Walis of Allah came, they introduced people to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala keep our silsila, our order, steadfast, and the path we're on. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. May Allah Ta'ala accept our majlis of today, our sitting. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the du'as we've requested to Allah today. May Allah Ta'ala accept. We are very weak, we are sinners. Allah Ta'ala, please continue to rectify us. And we are not going to leave your path, our Mawla. Take us to our maqam, destination. Ameen.
Allah Paak, our silsili ko qaim aur daim rakhe. Jis raaste pe hum chale, Allah Paak hume qubool farmaye. Allah Ta'ala hamari aaj ki majlis ko qubool farmaye, hamari baithne ko qubool farmaye. Jitni duaen humne aaj mangi hai mere Mawla, tamam do qubool farmaye. Hai mere Mawla, hum bahut kamzor hain, nadaan hain mere Mawla, to hamari islah farmata rahe. Bas tere raaste ko humne chhodna nahi mere Mawla. Tu hame kamyabi tak pahuncha de, hamara beeda paar kar de. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا